I'm delighted to see you here tonight. I'm very happy to introduce Rampa Geshe Nawasange, who has driven up from Land of Medicine River and will be giving the talk tonight. He's assisted by Venerable Steve, who some of us know and delighted to see again, and we wish to see it in the future. Geshe's going to talk for maybe a little hour, and then discussion and question and answer. So, yeah? Okay. So, at that time, don't be shy. So I know he's trained in debate and discussion and enjoys that. So I'm delighted to see everyone here tonight. Dona Dorje Temple's been here for a year and a half now. We're still growing and meeting new people. So please hang around afterwards and say hello to me or anyone you'd like to meet. Make a new friend tonight, all right? Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Geshe.
Okay. And the Tizani Aniti, Yongchuna, Tumdev Marwe. For the sake of all sentient beings, Jewel Mandala, together with other wealth and the virtues we have collected through the times, our body, speech, and mind, for my masters, my yidams, and the three precious jewels, I offer all to you with unwavering faith. Accepting these out of your boundless compassion, please send forth waves of your blessings. Yadam Guru Ratna Mandala Kamniyataya. Thus did I hear at one time. The Bhagavan was dwelling on massive vultures mountain on Rajagriha, together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagavan was absorbed in the concentration on the categories of phenomena called profound perception. Also at that time, the bodhisattva Mahasa Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara: how should any son of the lineage trained who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Sharadadiputra: Sariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity and consciousness, no eyes, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no vision of home, no film, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomenon. There is no eye element, and so on, up to and including no mind element, and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on, up to and including no aging and death, and no extinction of aging and death. Similarly, there is no Sariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, a mind without obscuration and without fear. Having passed, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awake to unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, Vajra and Vajrasifaya Sapat should be known as the truth, since it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared Tayata Gade Gade Para Gade Parasangade Bodhisoha. Paragade Parasangade Bodhisoha. Wisdom like that. Then the Bhagavan arose from that concentration and commended the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, saying, well said, son of the lineage, it is like that, it is like that. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom, just as you have indicated, even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagavan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Sharidadiputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, those surrounding in their entirety, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and Gandhava, were overjoyed and highly praised that spoken by the Bhagavan. First of all, I would like to thank you all, especially Lama and also Geshe Damche, for inviting me here to talk this evening, because I'm very happy to have the opportunity to talk about the Dharma to you.
Land of medicine, Buddha la sheins. Niba di chozo di na la sheins. Inza yang ara mixi gi ara semnala ta chushi sa gi sa jen niba di chagi yu inza yam di chine tin kiran zola ya share rabo de gawu junsun kiran zo tu ba di ang gawu junsun.
So I'm particularly happy to get a chance to give some introductory explanation about the Buddha's teachings. And I'm particularly happy to meet you all, and I'm particularly happy also because this is the second place I've taught in America. The first place was Land of Medicine Buddha, this is the second place.
Oduche ta nyigi kiransola talenta chushibe kala drodan drawudi chusu chigi jingla nyigi kiransola ta kiransu bi shie chushi rigi kola shigi nis tini chusu chege jingla ta
And so the structure of the evening will be I will talk for an hour on the topic that I was asked to speak about, which is about the idea of lineage or Buddha nature, and then after that hour's up, then I'll leave half an hour in which you can ask about that or anything that you have a question about concerning the Buddha's teachings, and then I'll do my best to answer according to my ability.
No.
And so in order to explain this idea of what we call the Buddha's lineage, or the Buddha's line, I want to talk about 5 points. I want to explain it by way of 5 points. One, I want to talk about the meaning of that word, lineage, or what we call in Tibetan rig, sangigi rig. Then I want to talk about the lineage itself, what it actually is, what it actually refers to, and then thirdly, I want to talk about the methods by way of which one can awaken or activate that lineage, that potential, And then fourthly, the signs by way of which you can know that it has been activated. And then fifth, since there are obstacles that arise to prevent one from activating that lineage, I want to talk about those, the nature of those obstacles. I got the first one wrong, sorry. It's the benefits of activating that lineage. What will happen once we understand that all sentient beings, all living beings have this Buddha lineage or Buddha potential within them, is that it will naturally lead to a reduction in any kind of violence or harmfulness towards other living beings. We will naturally give that up, stop that. And it also will lead to us no longer looking down on other sentient beings. That's another thing. And also it naturally brings this sense of like honor or respect for all living beings.
Then it's chidang ta thambu sangi gi rik seba la sangi se de go tsu gores sangi se de nangbi shuni jaba jabdu ga la kyun kun se yunten kun dan den ba dunge thamche seba then semche yusu zoba de gi kam ta me pa ta samba sama kenkyo de zamdo ma se nganzu tsama semche shen sama dunga li kyobe tap shingin jila tene sangi sigu yores dorso duna sangi sede kujula kemba yugyo tsewa yugyo nuba yugyo jila sangi sigu yores de insa sangi gi rik sedu kana di gurung nuba jila sangi gi rik sigu yores pena sangi gi rik la du kana sangi gi nuba sangi cha tuye gi sabun yana pena ngazo apple gi sabun lana apple gurung nuba jila apple gi sabun lagirwas pe dina ji sangi gi rik la du kana san gyeg nuba tan san girung ta getuwe gi chuji la sangi gi rik sigu yores.
And then so in order to understand what the Buddha lineage means, we have to understand what the Buddha means. So Buddha refers to somebody who has completely eliminated all faults, completely free of every kind of fault on the one hand, and on the other hand has gained all qualities, has brought all qualities to their fulfillment. And not only that, or as a result of that, they are completely free of suffering. They are able to lead sentient beings according to their various individual dispositions, their attitudes, according to what they value, so is able to lead them according to that because of knowing, being aware of that. They also, a Buddha is somebody who knows all of the methods that are required to guide various beings along the path. In brief, a Buddha has the three qualities of wisdom, compassion, and power. And so when we talk about the Buddha lineage, it's this potential which makes it possible for us to become a Buddha. So it's like it's a potential or a seed. It's just like a seed. Just like we would use the word apple seed to refer to something which has this potential to grow into an apple tree. So just like that, we use the word, we can use this seed to refer to that potential to become a Buddha. And that's what the Buddha lineage refers to, that potential.
Oh, Duce. Indeed, Zangaranzo, Chidani Chulu Tsame Nalola. 소소 그 뜸발라 이치 치기 요래 소소 그 뜸발라 잡수 주고 요래 소소 그 뜸바디 세미 기부지인바 문지 치기 요르와스 베티 나시 낭베 슝이 나로라야 낭베 룩라야 난주기 잡수 주스기 뜸바디 다 간지 잡수 주스기 뜸바들 이치 치기 요래 뜸바디 세미 기부리 시기 요래 대삼도 마세 난주 낭베 나로라 심치 탐치기 툰도 상케바 쇼스레 멜라미안 잡고 요래스 도르스 두나 낭베기 딘지기 짜침보 찌세기 상게 세디 상게 세디 심체 창마 차요레 도르스 심체 용수 조바디 꾼군세다 연딩군데다 나조 잡수 조세기 상게 쫌된데 딘상 상게 쫌된데 세디다 찌바 찌간 차그레 세네 낭베디 켈링고요레 딘디 인자 심체 탐체기 교라 상게 릭 요레 심체 탐체 상기룽레 상게 누바 요레 세고 요레 인자 알레니라 탐보 상기기 직 라발라 카레라고 둘라나 나란츠기 짜침부 찌사다 난주기 잡수 조사다 난주기 이치 체사 이치 체사기 상게데 심지 참마차 요레스 남식이 세라 니차기 누바딩 난줄로 요바 인사 데라 상기기 직 쓰고 요레스
and so all religions have their like central figure in whom they have, to whom they have great sense of trust, to whom they go for refuge, who they regard as like the ideal perfect being, and so just like that in Buddhism, we consider we have great trust and confidence in the Buddha. We go for refuge to the Buddha. We regard the Buddha as an ideal being or perfect being. Not only that, but we have this idea that all sentient beings can become Buddha. In other words, that they can become exactly the same as the Buddha that we now take refuge in. And so, in other words, we recognize that all sentient beings have the potential to become a Buddha. Exactly like the Buddhas that we go for refuge to, and that they have that lineage, they have the Buddha lineage. So then, in other words, when we talk about the Buddha lineage, what we're talking about is the fact that all sentient beings, all living beings, absolutely every sentient being eventually becomes that Buddha, just the same.
ওটা দিনজে ইনসা সঙ্গে চুমদে দে কোরা খলি সুমবারে লানা মানসু সেবা চোঙ নিমুদি নাংখালা দাওয়া গগো ইয়রবাস দাওয়া গগো ইয়দু গনা দাবে ওয়েটে দু গনা গোন্দা আনজোলা কানি মামপুচি তা মুম্বে নালোলা সুক থোয়ালা পেন থগো ইয়রে কাঞ্জে গোন্দা দাবে ওয়ে দিশা দু গনা সেবা কিবু ইয়ঙ্গু দুয়াস দিনসা কিসি খেরাঙ্গি দাওয়া সেবা চোঙে দাওয়া দি চা চেমবু চি গগো ইয়না Seba chungi dawala kushab chaya yomar, seba chigi dawa dila kushab chaya kura sungba res. Kasala seba chigi dawa ni seba chungi dawa kale kale chagu yorubas. Pe tina shi sangi kura sungba re, kisi kerangso ngala kyapsu dungi jogugu yona, ngala cha gungi jugu yona, ngala cha matsaye, nyegi gyurgyubi semjen dila cha se sungba res. Kachin sana semje chanju semba dila dine, sangi jung, dine sangi yu chue sungche, anzo la pen tugu yoy inza, sangi kuna sungyo re. Dinde inza ten debe tu sungi sangi katsu yoba ina anta, semjen chik cha ne, ngama semjen chigi lam nyamso lan ne, ku chungyo yinba songza, wata, Sangila Katsu Tachimbu Tzigu Yuna Ten Nyambaji Semjena Tachimbu Tzigu Rechine Korang Sumbares.
So the Buddha himself said that just like the 15th, the moon of the 15th day, on the 15th day of the lunar month, which is the full moon, in other words, brings happiness to us all because it helps us to see various things during the night time. So if we like that, then we should like also like the first the moon on the first day of the month, in other words the new moon, because that new moon is gradually going to become the full moon. So just like that, the Buddha said, if you want to you feel like you have that kind of feeling of faith, and you feel like making prostrations to me, paying homage to me. Don't pay homage to me. Pay homage to the sentient being who becomes the Buddha. Because all of the Buddhas of the past, all the Buddhas of the present, and all the Buddhas of the future, they're all the same in that how they are born, how they come about, is by an ordinary sentient being practicing the path and then gradually becoming a fully enlightened being. So this is something that the Buddha himself said.
Apple tang, but apple gi dongbo gi loma meto dribu thundu nye gogo yona apple gi nyugu dila pe dapo jabje chulu lulu chigir wasta dribu thundu nye ne gyu dila dapo jaba nashi sangi gi sangi sadi tsa chimu tsi gogo yona di gyu semchen dila ya ngazu kushab che gore tsa chimu tsi gore dindi in tsa tuenda kari shebare lana semche tsangme gyu la sangi gi rig yoba de ha goba yina dine Simjin said the Gajin Chimbu Yimba Chigang, then Gichimbuji Yimba Hagone, Simjin Latin, Socho Batan, Machimba Lembatan, Lohim Chebatan, Zumawala Soba, Pongwe, Sujindi, Ranging and Sungin Jugures. Then Simjin Shenla, Ranshing Nidangishubanashi, Kushab Chebala Soba, Leungures, Atamudila.
And so, just like if you cherish and care for an apple tree. If that's something that you want, the apple tree, its leaves, its blossom, its fruit and so on, if that's what you want, then you're going to take care of the seed that's going to grow into the apple tree, aren't you? And you'll look after that seed and you'll nourish it in every way. So similarly, we should hold sentient beings and who are in high regard, those sentient beings who are going to become Buddha, we need to honor them and feel respect to them also. They're the ones that are going to become the an enlightened, the fully enlightened being, the Buddha. So thinking this way and understanding how crucially important the sentient beings are, how very kind they are, then as I mentioned, naturally you won't want to harm sentient beings. So you won't want to kill them, you won't want to steal from them, you won't want to commit adultery against them, you won't want to lie to them, and so forth.
What did Dinde Insan, Simcha Tamjigula, Sangi, Rigio, but the Sheba Ina, Pendo Dinde Yuguri, did some do Marse, Pashumba Panga, Mikashi, Nga Kiki Chetugumare, Nga Jungi Midu, Nga Kiki Yumidu, Nyambe Lodi, Lushumba, the Ameba Chadu Yores, Yapo Hagun, Karchini Chetugumare.
So there are those benefits to understanding that all sentient beings have this Buddha lineage. And besides that, it helps you to overcome discouragement. Many people feel discouraged. They feel, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't learn, I can't understand, I can't do this job, I can't do that job. But when you consider that we have this Buddha lineage, this Buddha potential, that each one of us has that, which means that we have the possibility of achieving the incredible qualities of enlightenment, then why wouldn't we have the ability to do anything that we set out to do? So in this way you can see that understanding that we all have that that Buddha lineage or that Buddha potential, it helps us to overcome any kind of feeling of discouragement and inability to do things.
Tachidane, Sangigi, Sumambu, and Karisun Yorilana, Kerantu, Sangit Sachibu Tsigiduas, Sangit Sachibu Tsigiuna, Sangigi, Jamgion Chesagi, same gentle, nobody you are Maris. Hachisra, Naranzu, same gentle, nobody kebata. Housewa, Naranzu, Jangli, Shenla, Nobakena, Sangil, Nuguris, Juni, Hachisana, Sangigi, Zeva Chesa de la Nanzu, Nobakena, Sangit. never dugur was that. Penna Amachiki Koran Pugula Seva Shuichigorda Amati Koran Pugula Seva Chigore, Nanzu Pugudel Nobagana Amakondolang was. Chikpa Chigangla, Chidane, Simchella, Nobachebaina, Nobachebaina, Sangil, Nobacheba Duguyore, Sangiging Anzola Pe Pugule Lava. Amachila Puguchi Madu Meba in a Seva Shu, you're a tail led Seva Chaji, Sangig and Azola Yores. In Zanazu, Semchella, Chidane, Sangigi, Zigioba, Sheba, Samgi, Neba, Micheba, Samdu Masi, Chioni, Ta Sangela, Neba, Semchella, Neba Chebaina, Sangela, Neba Cheba, and Ruyo does.
Put
Semchella, Neba Chena, Sangela, Neba Druga, Kacheta Sangi, Semchella, Puna,
Zeva Chiva. So if we think that the Buddhas are important, then we really should take care of the sentient beings for whom the sentient the Buddhas feel such affection, overwhelming affection for, who they want to they care for. So if you think about it, just like in the case of harming a child, then the mother is going to be very upset and angry with you because she cares so much for that child. So when we harm any sentient being, then indirectly we're harming the Buddhas, all of the Buddhas, because all of the Buddhas feel even more affection for each and every one of us sentient beings, living beings, than even a mother feels towards her only child.
What do you say? That digi keranzoleya, then simchet samu gula, sangi gig yoba, ha gobana, gobatang, pen dinde yore sene, kejatambudi shets and queens, duduji.
So that was a sort of little bit of an explanation of the benefits that are derived from understanding the Buddha lineage or Buddha potential.
That dezeni badi sangi gig. Sangi rik lana sangi ku gyurung segore simche sangma sang gyurung yi che sigyores dinza ngaranzu sangma ngaranzu lakpa la jes ngaranzu sang gingin jugu yona sang gege tablam di chatan yoba inza soso gi dela lobjon che ne juba nyamne che baina ngato sangma sang ge jugu yores dinza sangi rik la di sang gyurung dela gu yore sang ge da ma ge de mang che di soso lakpa re de yores.
And so the Buddha lineage itself, which refers to the fact that all sentient beings can become Buddha, will become a Buddha eventually. So when we talk about this this Buddha lineage or this Buddha potential, what it means is that anybody who wants to become Buddha, absolutely anybody, if they practice the methods for achieving that, there's absolutely no way that they wouldn't be able to achieve such a goal. So the Buddha lineage refers to that potential for all of us to achieve enlightenment, and we have that potential, and whether we actualize that potential, whether we realize that potential, is completely in our own hands. It depends upon our own practice of the methods for achieving that goal.
Narazo Sangma Sang Gay Yubachitan, Sang Girun Yimba De, near Deshi Nigaton Gagins, Deshi Tangbo Di Narazo Mune, Simchin Korangi Mune, Sang Girun Yimbaji Tugins, Nipa Di Sangigi Mune, Nanzo Sang Girun Yimba de Tugins.
And so now I want to talk about how. We all have that potential to that Buddha lineage, and so we all have that Buddha potential, the potential to become Buddha. I want to talk about that from two points of view. From one point of view, I want to talk about how from our own side, as sentient beings, living beings, we have the potential to achieve Buddhahood, and also how from the side of the Buddhas we have the potential to achieve Buddhahood. So now if we ask ourselves, to explain this point, if we ask ourselves who is it or what is it that causes us, makes us suffer, in fact the answer is it's the six root mental afflictions that we have within us, and also the 20 proximate mental afflictions, and these are fleeting, they're adventitious, which means that it's always possible for us to be completely separated from them, to be completely free of them. And this is because of the fact that the clear and knowing nature of our mind is clear light. The nature of our clear and knowing mind is clear light. And this makes it possible for us to achieve Buddhahood. And to understand expression, the clear light nature of our mind, nature of our mind is clear light, and that all of the mental afflictions are fleeting or adventitious, which means that they can be removed. We only have to think about the analogies of dirty water. The dirt in the water is not a fixed, inherent part of the water. It doesn't enter into the nature of the water, and so it's possible to get the dirt out, and you're left with pure, clean water. And also, just like that, the clouds in the sky are not part of the sky. They don't enter into the nature of the sky. And so what that means, that's what makes that makes it possible for the clouds to go and for the sky to be, you know, for us to be able to see the clear blue sky again. And just like that also, gold, when it's mixed with some kind of impurities, the impurities are not the part of the nature of the gold. They can be removed, so you're left with pure gold. So just like that, all of us sentient beings, we can be free of all of those adventitious or fleeting impurities if we practice and if we meditate. If we do that, we can be free of those impurities, and we can achieve, through that process, we can achieve Buddhahood.
Pechana gombo lutu ki khali sungbare la na ngaran tsu gu sem di dola tene sugyo gu ngwe di khasa jilayi ma dola tene sugyo gu ngwe di gu chima yukyo di meta atangba ina chima di me tsigir ma to thunglo gu ngwe di me tsig marawas pe tina shin la ngaran tsu gu sem na la dakto chima tan jawe ngaran tsu gu sem di doi sugyo gu thunglo na shi chak diyo res Then do you so good to Lola Timadi? Then a Dojata, Shedanta, Contrata, Nagela Soma, Tama, Timatan Javaris. 다 도착이 님볼라 미두바다 콘조 님볼라 참바다 수베 편현다 콘조기 님이라 소바다 나기기 님볼라 텐지기 자벨라 소바다 데니 소소라 마신베 롭종 망보 지 사모타인 두가나 텐제베 도착 콘트롤라 소바 칼레 칼레 문주베 시두그레스 싸와 싸와니 메바 수긴디 토뉴토베 타와 토뉴토베 시랍 곰발라 데니 메바 수구요레스 도르소 두나 Dola tene sugugi ngoyugi chima di mei tsikpa nashin la ngarantzugi sem di dola tene sugugi tonglo sora di re. O ta doja shedan la soba chima jawo dire teda la chamba tan, sebe peyon tan, kongzho tan, tongi tobe tawa me tan jawa di gomba la tene kale kale meba chaya yore sungu yore es. Di insa nganzugi sem Chima luburwa la duka na nyomongi chade luburwa la na tembu digi mare, gyurumbu digi mare, namshiki zalako jugure la edila teni chima luburwa sikuyore es.
Chane sabitu lo la na kandito?
De tigido. De tigido. Ina pecha na dola vyora.
Zwe, ati taran shi lan diga. Ti tenji shi desh chagi minto.
Doi mi dua dini.
Doi mi yore, doi toni sabi de tun rog sen.
Mi duk de.
Indeed. So it's just like Nagarjuna says in his writings, our mind is like clothes made out of stone. So if you've got clothes made out of stone, like a figure made out of stone would have clothes made out of stone, wouldn't they? So if they're dirty and you put them in the fire, the stone doesn't get burnt, but all the dirt on the stone gets burnt off, doesn't it? So our mind is just like clothes that are made of fire, and made of stone, and then the impurities, just like the impurities on the stone, we have these impurities in our mind, like attachment and anger and pride and so forth. So there are temporary antidotes to those destructive emotions, those mental afflictions. In the case of attachment, meditating on repulsiveness. In the case of anger, meditating on love, meditating on the benefits of patience, the disadvantages of getting angry and so forth. In the case of pride, meditating classically the remedy that's suggested is to reflect on the classifications of the of dependent arising. So nevertheless, those are not able to completely get rid of those stains. What really gets rid of those stains, those impurities, is the wisdom realizing emptiness. That's like the fire that you put the stone clothes in, that completely burns off all of the impurities and the dirt on the stone without harming the stone. So our mind, when we have that wisdom which is like fire, then our mind, which is like the stone clothes, becomes completely pure by that fire burning off all of the impurities, because those impurities, those mental afflictions and so forth, which we describe as adventitious, the fact that calling them adventitious refers to the fact that then they're not going to last forever. They won't be there forever. If you practice the antidote, then eventually you can become completely free of all of them.
Odukche, ta dindi insa ta ngaranzugi semnaloria deja shedan la soba de ta chinchi logo logikres, chamba ta ninche tan. Samlo Yapotan Jura, did some chinchi malobe lores. Lo Yapotan, lo chinchi malobe lo de la yundi nyures. Caresena, co sang dindiki chinchi malobe lo yapo di sang giru yimbata, yar dugu yoba de Kadesa gure lana, cola chechu nyure, ten tembata, gumsim beso kamala, matuvas. Co chui trunashi, ten mitemba mares. Chu Tabuina, Nazo Tsaoso, 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 Tsaosona, Namshi, Tsela, Chu Tsao di, Mecha Rumara, Kokam Rugudwas, Kasana, Chu Tudi, Tenkon, Tembo Mare, Katsu Tsaosona, Mecha Rumara, Kokam Rugudwas,
Now we have what we might call like correct, realistic or correct minds, and then those which are completely incorrect or wrong, unrealistic minds. In the case of the right states of mind, right or like realistic ones, they have two qualities. We're talking about such. Or they have two features, and we're talking about such states of mind as love and compassion and so on, states of mind that we would usually refer to as like a wholesome, good state of mind. So one of their qualities or one of their features is that that makes it possible for us to be able to improve them constantly until we reach Buddhahood, is the fact that the basis is something very firm. To understand what that means, in the case of something like warm water, the basis is not firm. Because what that means is that if you keep heating it, it's not just going to get hotter and hotter and hotter. It's going to evaporate eventually. So because the foundation, the basis is not firm. In the case of these qualities, the mind is something. The basis is the mind, and that's something which is very firm and very stable. So therefore, it's possible for us, to take those minds, practice them, meditate on them, and they will just get, they'll just increase limitlessly. There's because of that firm basis. Then the second quality is that you don't need to improve them, you don't need to rely upon a new effort each time. And this is in contrast to, for example, when kids, you know, like do the long jump. So when you do the long jump one time, then however you get, 1 meter or 2 meters, whatever it is, the next time you go to jump, you don't sort of like carry on from where you left off before. It's a new effort and it's a new jump. So in the case of developing these qualities, it's not like that. You'll see if you meditate on love today or compassion, you meditate on today, then you don't need an entirely new effort to generate the love and compassion. To meditate on love and compassion, to bring those qualities up the next day when you go to meditate on them. So because of having those two qualities, it's possible to really develop those inner qualities limitlessly until we achieve Buddhahood.
Kisi michi ki kerang la ya Narantu Samala, Bugger, Suchite, Chosegala, Talingala, Tumada Nyambu Shakba Yina. Ah, then I do Choni Todiore, ah, Sag Cardini Yore, then a Desagi Kubjani Yore, Ka Yu, then a Lak Sagi Lakpani Yu, Sojag Sony Yu, Zanini Ju, Choni Todiore, Ta Masa Deba Yina. Mi di kubare mares. Pe di surajila. Ngaranzo tsangmala ra. Ngaranzo semnala. Tene doja shedala soba tsangmani tima lubu wares. Ko meba jocho choji res. Di meba soyagi nyembo dini pe geshin geba pe ngone chanegi nyomo rere la rere rere ne meba soyagi tablam cha tsangmaji yores. Ngaranzo gu sem sashin rikba ni Sangi Kujurun re, Champa Kechojo Yore, Ninja Kechojo Yore, Tuni Tobetaba, Kechojo Yores. Ta Kimachuba Deba Yina Uta Dangit and Chibuchiya rating with those Uta Disora Chagu Yores.
So, anyway, you have this, like very popular food in the United States, the hamburger. So, just suppose, right, somebody puts a plate in front of you with a hamburger on it. And you're feeling really hungry, you really feel like eating. You have a mouth that you can put it into, you got teeth to bite it with, you got the seat, you got everything that you need. You know, it's there and you really want it, you have every possibility of eating it, but you don't eat it. I mean, that'd be pretty stupid, wouldn't it? So just like that, these mental afflictions are adventitious, they're fleeting. Our mind is its nature is its clear light. The mental afflictions are fleeting. So if you practice the antidote, you can get rid of them. And those antidotes have been taught in great detail. In great detail. Every single mental affliction has been there's an explanation, a complete explanation of the complete method that you need to get rid of that mental affliction. Because of the clear light nature of our mind, we can, at any moment, we can generate these qualities of love and compassion and so on. And so our mind has that potential to become Buddha. And so, given all of those conditions, that it's possible, all of the methods are there, we want it, it's all there, but we don't do it, that would also be quite stupid, wouldn't it?
Yang pena disuruh jelas cuma serba. Pena ngaran tu sampai kira ngan tu sampai ha gugure kontrol ati ni dunga kiki yore, dewa ati ni ngan tu dunga kiki yore. Ngaran tu jah korre, tan jah sejdua. Mune cina ngaran tu sampai coba sama ni kasan cuci la laban nasi. Ngaran tu coba sama mak misuruh jelas. Ngaran tu jah disuruh la, ngaran tu jah di ngaran tu semin nalo la yope dewa kontrol ngagel. Chakdola soba res. Digi ngazula dunga kiki yoba de ngazu tongudua, migi musu tongdong barroasta. O dinaje, chupa sedi, munechan, chunyamne chicken denzo, nanglog jadi, meva sugingi, mamita busun yores. Dinji insa Naranzu gula yobe, doja shedala soba de dunga kiba de ngazu tongdong barroas. Raya. Ta tongdong barre de me ta tong dunga kiba tongi tongila, ta dunga de. Dindik dunga kechi ke nyomo meba suya ke tablam ni yoni yore ta ngaran su ke tablam di nyamsu malang ba na nganzu kukpa sura jire es. Perna, tunglo la chima go na chima kangduwas. Nanglo la ganji la chima go na nganzu chima kangduwas. Zubo la tunglo tan zubo la chima yo na chima kangi yo ba na minyam to draya marak pa di tongi tongi la ta tunglo tuya ke izi ni yo. Chunyu, Tusun Kongi Yore, Ta Tunlog Chima de Matuba deba ina Miss Sadorasta. Demareta Tunlog digi Chima de Matuna Ramakiba Sugure, Shemakiba Sugures. Ta Tregi Twingi Yore, Tandu Matuba deba ina Mikuba Nashin la, then Aransu Chutsame na Lola, Ducha Shedan la Sobata, Meba Sugi, Tablamji Yoni Yore, Tongi Tongi Langazun Yamne Macheba ina, Mazu Tedan Java Chagu Yores.
As another analogy for this, our real enemy, the main enemy, the what really causes us to suffer is our own inner anger, our grasping attachment, pride, jealousy, and so forth. And this is something we can see very clearly, and also all of the methods for getting rid of them are free. They're all very clear, we know them. And so we are like the soldiers whose job it is to fight against that enemy, so the method's there, and we don't do anything. That would be rather strange, wouldn't it? It's just like in the case of clothes. If you've got, like, if you've been wearing some of your clothes for a while, they start smelling. So kind of you smell, you don't like the smell yourself, the people around you don't like the smell. So in other words, it's kind of like it's something that harms yourself, it harms others. So you've got those dirty clothes, you've got the water, you've got the soap, you can clean them if you want, but you don't, then that would be pretty stupid, wouldn't it? So just like that, when we consider that we know that what's harming us, the real enemy is those inner anger and attachment and so on, and we know the antidotes, and we could practice them, but we don't, it's kind of stupid, isn't it?
Ta gyunzi nipa di sangi gi ngwene nga zo sangi rungi ba de kani tupkure lana sangi se de samlo yakpo tandarwa ta samlo ngune tana ngune tata yores sangi se de nga zo la tsewa shivuji yores hallebe tsewa sangi gi tsewa di rwa ama chik la puku chik mado meba ina tsewa shivu yorwas di tsewa dele bunjuri sangi gi nga zo la ya tsewa cheri yoresigwa res.
And then the second reason that we have this potential for enlightenment, as I mentioned, that comes from the side of the Buddha. And if we think about this, it will really make a lot of sense, I think. So, first of all, the Buddhas feel an affection towards each of us, which is hundreds of thousands of times more intense, more powerful than the affection that a mother feels towards her only child.
Ota ditsamdu mase sangi gi nganzo la tsewa ni shiu yore. Sangi korang la dungi yo mare, nyomu yo mare, korang la pe misibi kibu yore. Kibu yo insan korang kibu yose gi sacha la nganzo tindu jaji gatamba yore.
Tindu.
Tidu la na lendu. Seva yoga samdo mase nganzu gyu ki nyomo la soba teda meba suya ki tap chinchi malokpa kola kingidu. Meba suya ki tap chinchi malokpa kingidu. Kemba samdo mase nganzu la sewo chino kwe tingidu. Raya. Tenza sangi ki nguene kya samdo tangba ina da nganzu ki beso chena sangi ru ima dhubtukure kare sena korangi nyepe gopan dela nganzu tindu yore.
And so the Buddha has that very, very strong affection for all of us. The Buddha has no suffering and no problems, is very happy, and 100% because of that affection for us, definitely wants to bring us all to that same place. That very happy place, free of all suffering. And the Buddha knows what we need to do, knows the methods, what we need to do to get there, and also shows those methods, teaches those methods. And so from that point of view, it's like we definitely have the possibility of achieving enlightenment because the Buddha has that affection, knows, teaches what we need to know, And so if we make use of that, then definitely we have the possibility of enlightenment.
Di ta wana sangki gi ngazu kyoptang di karire lamna thub nam dikpa chui mitu shin drowe du nga cha gi mise la nyi ki tokpa shen la po min de chuni denpa tenpe drowa gyus sangki gi ngazu sangki gi sala tia de ta ngazu gi du nga meba suya di thunglo gi chima chui chuba na shi chuya mes kangpa la sugyu gi tsemang de lakpe tenpa na shi dungi di nye lakpe ten tuku mares Korangi semdi ngazola gushegamde te tugu mares ta kandes kyobgire la dugala sangi gi tene ngaranzola ngazu gi kamta mepatang sambatang tumbar chetembe gone tene dunga di seva zigires sangi gi chetya de mato lega chikang yo mare chetenche so ngaranzu nyamso la ngugu yores
and so then as for how the Buddha leads people to that state, the same level that he himself has reached, is this is described in a passage from the scriptures which the Buddha himself taught, where he said that the able ones, in other words the Buddhas, are not able to remove our suffering and the causes of our suffering, just like we can wash the dirt out of clothes, can't take the suffering and the cause of suffering and so forth from us, just like pulling a thorn out of somebody's hand, putting a thorn out of our hand, and can't share his experiences and realizations and inner qualities with us. What the Buddha does is to show us the way, and then it's up to us whether we practice it or not.
Yang tuan peji shubai na sangi kari sumbare lana ngaran tsugu semdi shinga suraji res ta sai wola apple gi sabin yobai na tini chudan lugya bai na apple gi nyugu di keyungur was pe tina shi nganzu gyula ya sangi gi nganzu gi semdi sajana shi che sangi gi rigdi sabin suraji res tini chawatan drawa di sangi gi chudi res Tene ngaran tsuki sangi ki sung tene mangpo chotan drabe, chotan lutan drabe sangi ki sung di ngan tsuki tuesam gomsum chebala tene kale kale nyugu dongpo di kene sangi rukure chene sung bares.
So then the Buddha taught, is it taking off? But it's okay, but if you can hear then that's okay, then it works. So the Buddha taught that the our mind is like a field. So if you in the field, if you have the seeds of an apple tree and you want to grow the apple tree, then from that, then you would water it and nourish it and so forth. So just like that, in our mind, we have the apple seed-like Buddha potential. And what nourishes that seed, what activates and nourishes that seed, is the Buddha's teachings, like the rain falling on the field.
Odukche, ta dinte insa tene ngaran tsugi ta khandele son. Odukche, ta dinte insa tene ngaran tsugi semdi ta chidane sangi ki riki kordi yung nala pe mangpo shivu yores. Ine ya ta ngaran tsugi semdi khandele de yore laba ina. Pe na pe dita uji yores. Chidane pe mangpo yore denge pe sum shugi yis. Pena meto peme nanglo la tishin shibi kusu kab yoba tabutang. Jangme nanglo la jangzi yoba tabutang. Tene jegi pakpe nanglo la drui ningbo yoba nanshin. Tene meto peme nanglo la tishin shibi kusu yoba nanshin. Nganzu gi sem di docha ki kab sha yores. Jangme nanglo la jangzi yoba nanshin. Tene nganzu gi sem di khonjo ki kab sha yores. Dui pakpe nanglo la jei nyingpo yoba nashi timu gi wangi nganzo semdi kapsha yores. Di insa meto pema de kache na tiji shebe kuzungu di gyo dhugurwaas. Jangma de meba sona jangsi di lakpa le yungurwaas. O pe ti nashi la docha de meba sona nganzo semdi sem sali di wuni di gyo di yungurwa, kontro de meba chana ya semdi sali di wuni di gyo yungurwaas.
Ngundi kiwa la pingi dus sigirwaas.
Sangi ta kanje taba top dhugurwaas. Docha pangu.
Nuslut. illness. And so there are so many teachings about this topic of the Buddha lineage or the Buddha potential. And so I want to give you just three analogies that are taught in the scriptures. One is of a Buddha statue which is hidden away inside of a lotus, and the other is of honey which is covered by bees, and then the other is of a grain of what do you call it, what would you call it, the inside of the rice grain would be like the kernel, would you call it the kernel or something, the inside, what's inside the husk, the rice grain, okay, like a rice grain hidden inside of the husk. So the first one, the Buddha statue inside of a lotus, is the analogy for our Buddha potential, Buddha lineage being hidden by attachment. Yeah, hidden by attachment, obscured by attachment. And then the second one, the bees covering the honey, is like is an analogy for that Buddha potential being covered by or obscured by bees. Sorry, not bees, anger. And then the third analogy of the rice being hidden inside the husk is the analogy for our Buddha lineage, our Buddha potential being hidden by ignorance. So when you just like when you take away the lotus, you can see the statue inside, the Buddha statue, the Buddha image inside. So just like that, when you completely free yourself from attachment, then that makes that Buddha potential become manifest. And just like if you get rid of the bees, then you can take the honey. So just like that, if you get rid of your anger, if you abandon your anger, then that Buddha nature becomes manifested. And just like if you take away the husk, you can see you can take the rice grain inside. So just like that, if you remove the ignorance, then that Buddha nature becomes manifest.
Ta sabji ngai guni she wo trans de ta sabji nga di drog wa ke mindu so di dirin ye kheran so la ya simche tham chi gi gyula sangi gi ri gi khyaba di ha go be phyen chi dang te ngaran zo chama sang gi ru yim ba chi dang sangi gi ri gi ngo ko la di she dur du ji gya ba yis ta juna di wo la te ne khala se na ri se par che be thap te ne ri se be tak jik se bala bardu chobe gaki se la so ma dinde yungu yore di get some get chimbo mare so di simje tamje gi gula sangi gi jik yo ba chi da chima lubu wa yimba da sem gi ran che we sa wa yimba di ha gona so ge che sho di re es wa di en sang ni she ba du du di gyap che de ne kyan so chiba chile ta na ya sho re ting du so wa di na ne at ta mo di la shi da
Now we've already I've already been talking for an hour, and I didn't cover all of the five the 5 points that I wanted to cover in order to complete the explanation about the Buddha lineage. And it doesn't matter, because I've explained that the main thing, really the most important things, which are that we need to understand all sentient beings have this Buddha potential, and to understand the benefits, which I've spoken about, that we all have that potential, and that all of the impurities of the mind, the mental afflictions, or the afflictive emotions, destructive emotions, that they're all fleeting, and that the nature of our mind is clear light. So the other 3 points, which is the methods for wakening up that or activating that potential, the signs of having gained success in activating it, the signs that you have activated it, in other words, and then also the obstacles to activating it. Those I didn't get around to explaining, because it's important to have some time for question and answer.
Ta yine ya sabji sumba di rik sebar chebe tap se di karere laba yina dishi durdun shi gyabna rik sebar chebe tap se di nganzo la marsani sangi gi rik yodu ta sangi gi tablam chinchi malokba tembe sangi gi sungla ya tepa tang sampa tang gomba chaya tabu tang sangi bi pyon tang ningche chenpo gyula kebe pyon tang chamba tang ningche gi pyon tang chanchu gi simgi pyon tang doni tobe tawe pyon la soba sampa di rik sebar chebe tabji res.
And if I just mention in brief about the method, what it the method is to engage in the activities of learning the Buddha's scriptures, then reflecting on their meaning, and then having reflected on their meaning, then to meditate on them, and to think about and become aware of the benefits of generating compassion, the benefits of generating the quality of love and bodhicitta, and likewise the benefits of realizing emptiness, in other words, of gaining that wisdom that realizes emptiness. Those all go towards activating that Buddha potential.
Ta rik sebar chebe ta di kari yore la na pe na ningje ke gi rik seba ina tine dunga na be semje ji thongba ina semje dunga wa na wa tang thundro la soba dunga na wa thongsam ni ne ming ni chima tang luni babu dang wa la soba tang semge na la soba chapo ke la soba tang tine sangi gi
kari sumbati
Sowa chakpo sem na la, feeling
Tula
dini kaya ta Ta sangi ki yuanten chi ju yuandu ka la A, sangi ki yuanten chi kusung tusung ki yuanten ju yuandu Chira pe sukbu tsama gucha tang che La tamo jaya la soba tang, mingni chi ma tang Yang daga na ji, lu ki babu dangwa la soba dini jungu yu na Midili ya, tekba chenbe rik sebe ta sura le yungu wa re yes
And then the signs of the Mahayana, the lineage of the Mahayana, the Buddha lineage, that Buddha potential having been activated within you, are that recently that kind of the Nishi Chenpo de it's like the signs of having the signs we talk about of having. Quality of great compassion, which are that whenever you see a sentient being, then it makes you feel like crying, it gives you like goosebumps, it gives you very intense feeling when you see that, and likewise when you hear about the qualities of the body, speech and mind of the Buddha, then you sort of spontaneously like put your hands together in, like this, like you saw Gesla doing. Then also, again, it brings tears to your eyes. It makes you feel like crying, and it gives you goosebumps. And so those are signs that the Mahayana lineage or the Mahayana potential has been awakened within you.
But Galkin said, the Rik Seba la Bartu Chube, Galkin said, Tene sayatunye ki kanye treba. Thuksum dochala soba shuk chembe undu gyuwa. Tene dikbe dropo ki shenwandu sonwa. Yana gyapotan lombo la soba shengi rawan choba dinzo yinani. Tene nga zo chwe chegi gogabde rage meyin zan. Nen dinzo la kala wasana rik seba cheba la bartu chobe gakien sigo yore.
And then the adverse conditions which act as obstacles to you being able to activate that lineage would be like having great difficulties in getting the food and the drink that you need. The three poisonous minds of attachment, anger and ignorance arising very forcefully and very strongly within you. And then also coming under the influence of a misleading friend. And then lastly, being under the control of a king or some other powerful being.
Oh, to see. That the inchi gitene, kanche, kalawata, rimbuchi tsoche, chozogi, malaya, rebashuba nashi, teni riki, kordi, durduchi, shetsavi, queens.
So that's kind of like I've kind of explained about the lineage in accordance with the request that was made by Rinpoche and Geshe La, and you know, on behalf of all of the center.
That Chidani could lend us sort of chasms, catches and not than that, Kunzuki chose all a get by the Jizun Chamguing Zepe Gulama.
So it's really quite a good sign that you asked me to teach this, because the reason I was invited to Lan and Medicine Buddha was to talk to teach about this.
Then Tama Tama Delata Nga Tagaschik Lamindroson Karesena Perna
I also felt like mentioning that if you think about it, if somebody were to come along to an empty place and build a hospital, they would create an incredible amount of merit, because it would be of so much benefit to so many people. So just like that, the Rinpoche and Geshe La, you've set up your centers, and they have so much benefit to so many people, because you give the opportunity to people to listen to the Dharma teachings. Sometimes you invite lamas along who teach and so forth. And so the merit is like much, much greater than in the first case of you know, opening up a hospital in an empty place. And in fact, they say in the Buddhist teachings that the place where you come along to listen to the teachings is like a hospital. The person who's teaching is like the doctor, and you're like the sick person. And of course, you might feel like, well, I'm not sick, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. But actually, you know, we have the illness of the mental afflictions, you know, like afflicting us all the time. And so we are really like sick people coming along to be healed. So if there are any questions, please go ahead and ask. You shouldn't feel shy. No yeah. Need to feel shy. Looks like the microphone's moving around. Oh yeah, there's a question.
Then dikbi dropo ki simba sigo yore es. Daga nashin la, chwe cheba la, gek chegengi, ota lega kyang kyang kwe, chwe kyuni chema chukba ina, dini gyapo dan lombo la sobe, shema du gyuba ina, ya nga to chwe nyamne chee go gogab raga mensa, dinzo rik seba cheba la, bartu chwebe, galken nam yana nyimik sigo yore es.
So the adverse conditions or the hindrances would be like if you want to study, you know that if you don't have a decent place to stay where you can study, if you don't have decent food, you don't have a decent stuff, things to drink, then you won't be able to study. It's a big, it makes studying very difficult, doesn't it? So just like that, for us to practice the methods which will awaken this. This potential, we need a decent place to stay and food and drink and so on. So not having those is an obstacle to being able to do that. And also, it's like we don't have any choice to, or we don't have the freedom to practice those methods when our mind is completely under the control of very strongly arising attachment and anger, jealousy, pride and so forth. So those are also an obstacle. And also coming under the influence of a bad company, somebody, in other words, who's going to teach us some kind of like a completely wrong, mistaken path. So that's also an obstacle. And then being under the control of the king and so forth, what that means is somebody who's going to force you to spend all your time working at this and that so that you don't have the opportunities to practice.
Yes, so thank you for coming and your wonderful method of explaining. Your storytelling is wonderful. The question I had is, I'm very much looking forward to the signs of the Buddha lineage awakening. They sound wonderful. Do you have any advice for how to not get discouraged between now and when we experience the signs?
Rigsebe ta de nyembu da da chi jungas ta sang du ta dibas la nga zo sem shumyagi ma shumyagi ta tabji kare yores
sem ma shumala na
shumyagi kas ta ka ka lo de pagom che was tabji sumura di leg ninga doa di mayon e tabji kare yores
ta mune ninji di gunzen tan denpa keba ina pashi pash sem kunu shumgi mare tan do gawa yung gre sem na bola pena ta nangbi chuni sheba ina roya nangbi chuni sheba ina nangbi chuni sheba ina ngaro su phama se de pe misibe kadin chembor was ama pe tsa chembor wa hallebe phama le tsa cheba ji mere swara ji re kadin chembor e ngaro tsewa chi gu yore nangbi shuni shedu gala sem che tsam rangi ama chema nyumba chen yo mares ota ama chema nyumba chen yo mare ngazula cutting gi kyong manyumba chen meba yinsa gyunzen dende sumbe kone kichi dunga gi nadyo na ache ta dikhi di dunga nyonde cha din rangi ma chen nyumba ma chen nyungi jire ngala cutting chembu ji re tren che tre khu gi dunga gi dana chimaru nyabe saba ki dunga pa kyun shumgi mare tando galala ke yungure sem dinde kabla di pa shume di di dinje tone pa shungu mares
semju chayo mares
semju chag mares.
Yeah, I think that if you for example in the case of great compassion, if you meditate on it, try to develop that mind in yourself, bring that mind up in yourself through the kind of reasoning that's taught in the Buddhist scriptures, you wouldn't feel discouraged. I think you would just feel joy, because the way it's taught is that every single sentient being has been our mother, has been our father, and so forth. There's not one single sentient being who hasn't been our mother and father, and so forth. And for that reason, they've all been very kind to us. And so, for example, if you see a dog that's suffering, then you're going to think this person, this dog is my mother, and it's so unbearable that now it's suffering. So I think that that there's no, if you think in that way, how would you feel discouraged? It would only bring like a joy in your mind. In fact, I think that meditating on, in other words, cultivating this quality of compassion towards all beings is something that's going to make you really very brave and very courageous. If you just imagine, you know, if you've got a child who's ill, then you feel such affection for that child, you're going to, it's going to make you very brave, because you're going to be thinking, where do I have to go? Who can I see? And you, it's like it makes you feel very like active in that way, searching for something, someone, somewhere to go, and so on. And so it's like that, I think, because in the case of generating great compassion, developing great compassion, then you're, you know, you're thinking, I alone am going to dispel all of the suffering, all sentient beings, and how could that possibly be a source of discouragement?
What about the role of dream in this process?
Ani di milam da di de di tele de enjoy your best.
Chidang milam se di chidang zumba res zumbe pela sungu yores. Ine ya parula par pala milam se di yang milam se di tak sora di enjoy yores. Milam yakpo tana yakpo juenge tata milam nyemba juna nyemba juenge tata ni yores. Pena yang milam gashi chanchu semba dinzo. Tini nime kong la tongba niki tuyana tu kom kyab 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 du gana. Tsena kong la milam na la ya tongba niki toya la soba dini yungu yores. Yang nime kong la chanchu ke sempe sewa niji gom du gana milam na la ya semje la ya sewa gome la sewa sewa gome dini yores. Inza tante kare ta tiwa de kare gosma ane te. Milam ta ta se kare.
Dila de jawa yores. There is a connection, although in general in the Buddhist scriptures the dream is a prime example of something which is false. So it's an example for things which are false or metaphor. On the other hand, like when a bodhisattva spends their whole time meditating on compassion, then the compassion will come up in their dreams. And when they spend all day, every day, meditating on emptiness, then they can realize emptiness in their dreams. So I'm sure 100% that if you spend your whole time meditating on compassion, then it would affect your dreams, and you'll be even thinking about it in your dreams.
Chidani nita milam se de gechimbu chigyores pena ngaranzu michi lo gyachu tamba digyena lo gyachu tamba digyena samlo nyamne yabo cheda sheba ina lo gyachu digyena lo shipchu de gewa kyangkyang soyaji yores
gewa
gewa gebe nyamne kyangkyang soyaji yores di kanjere sena lo gyachu deba ina lo shipchu ni kwe derwas lo shipchu yalaya derwas ta Dindi yudu ni kuka ladila. Hakosan, ni kuru chiduka la tene, cham ningji, chanchuki, semla sobe, kune lani, ni kuba ina, ni tsangma maseba to gewa chalugu yores. Gesem chigi, kongjo chigi kune lani, digba chigi kune lani, ni kuna, ni tsangma digba chalugu yores. O dindi yinza, ni dile yang gemi ji soya naga ni yungu yores.
Besides that, there's in general, sleeping and dreaming, these are quite important, because a person who's going to live for 100 years, they could spend, you know, like 40 years of that could be spent sleeping. So therefore, if you understand that that if you sleep with a positive motivation, with a good motivation, then the whole of the time that that you're asleep becomes virtuous. Whereas if you sleep, for example, with anger going on in your mind, then the whole of the sleep is motivated by that and also becomes non-virtuous or negative. So if you can see that there is a way to turn those 40 years into, you know, something positive.
Would Rinpoche say a couple words about the role of eating meat and maybe occasionally killing insects? Well, like, for instance, when you're gardening, sometimes maybe not completely intentionally, but not completely mindfully either.
Chidani ngazo langa kila judu gala pena tanya pena sangi kharisung baresena gyawang khyoranso dawasum gi jingla yar dawasum gi jingla gombe nalola tsugi deni chilola majos chilola majo chilola jona yar ka ta ari la ta gungal busing ki gyura ta gyaga dewa ina yar ka la busing mangbo shimuch ki go langa kila ah langa kila busing mangbo ki du gala chonde di sung bare dawasum gi jingla gombe nalo degore chilo jocho ko mare chilo la busing mangbo yore din kiranto yanjo mangjo chidu busing mangbo shi dugre seche ha gona magona busing shi doba ina dikpati yore tamuchik dis ta busing ka shinga jo kang tsung le sejo wa ti dikpa chembo res yang ka shi pena tsangma ji so gu gu yona busing din yugu yona ya so la ma tyoba ku shina shi tenche tsangma so ne shi ba ina
So that, in fact, the Buddha himself said to his to the monastics that for three months during the summer season, which in India is a time when there are a huge amount of insects everywhere, including all over the on all the paths, you know, all of the roads and so on. So he said during that time you should stay in the monastery. You shouldn't go wandering around. And so he said that even if you don't mean to kill the insects by going around at that time, then there's a little bit of negative karma. So I'm sure that you have times when there are more insects. Maybe it's a different time of the year in the US, but anyway, you get the idea. And so then, of course, when you purposely kill insects, that's definitely a very negative action to do. But even if you're doing something where you're not actually purposely killing, but you're thinking if they die, they die; if they don't, they don't. You know, just not really caring. Then it's quite similar to the monks that the Buddha told to stay, you know, in the monastery for the summer, just like them going out on the road, kind of knowing that there's lots more insects than usual, and that even if you try to avoid it, you're going to still kill insects.
So what is it?
Is that clear?
Yes, and
Ishasaid.
In the last few months, I've probably killed many, many insects gardening, and somewhat very carelessly. Is there any way, I mean, I can stop now? Is there any way to sort of just purify that a little bit? And then
the
다 칼시 그랬어 변에 디 삼아서 할 때 탑시 요를 칼이었어
문에 상기 딘데 상기스데 문에 상기 레스고 만주기 디빠 마보 처럼 치보 말에 만주 마보 사사레 이미 디빠스에 디 지단 독자레데 매바 쇠나 매바 차여바디 디비 연된 레스라고 요레스 딘디 인사 키시 나란토 나조 캐라다 하고 바래데 나조 하모고 비 디바 모 보사요레 다 하고나 빼고 요레스라 소소기 디바 싹바데 하고나 다 캐랑게 소마 보 체요나 딘디기 소 쵸게 덴조라 아세 다 몬네 차네 누두 쳔보 쇼르소 아 빼 누두 쳔보 쇼르소 나디 니바 모 보사소 나 빼 교바도라네 교바 차포 께나 캐랑게 디바 사마 다우두고 요레스 Dikpa dhape nyembo de, nyembo tomshi gune, shakdom chere, nyembo tomshi gune, shakdom chere, tsogo de gyoba chabu kaya deres. Mune chane ke gyoba yona, sorry, kyuni chigme, I never do this chana, dikpa tsama changya charu yores, di dikpa yonde res.
Well, of course, it's not just you that's, you know, done a lot of destructive actions in your life, you were all the same. So for this, I think, you know, really the Buddha is really Buddha because of the way that he, the methods he taught, what he taught about this kind of situation. Because what he taught is that there's one good thing about destructive actions, which is that if you want to purify them, they can be purified. The way to purify them is by way of the four opponent powers, and of course, you know, if you don't know that you've done something wrong, if you've done some kind of destructive action, you're not going to even think of purifying, are you? So actually, it's really wonderful that you've recognized that you've done something that needs to be purified. I mean, that's a fact, I think. So there are these four opponent powers, and the main one is feeling regret. Where you think I'm really made a big mistake. That was a big mistake that I made. So thinking like that, you're generating regret. You're practicing regret, and that purifies.
Thank you. Sorry. One last question was about I've been a vegetarian for a little while now, and sometimes I think I would really like to try eating some meat again. I just was curious about his view. On that,
that you could shasent shas cause of money. Shapani de testrogidos. Don't any some you said you feel like eating sometimes or you do eat sometimes.
I feel
I've been feeling some of the shas this sanin drogidos that they call the labchik na sorona.
Chidang ne sangi karisung bare labna Changzongkin Chang Tungin Samalaya Nyeba Yuchi Sung Yores Petina Shinla Ta Petina Shinla Chang Tsongin Midi Chang Nyugin Menako Tsong Marwas Chang Tsongin Dela Nyeba Tisuna Chang Nyugin Dela Nyeba Tis Yungu Yores Petina Shinla Naranzo Pena Naranzo Sama Shah Nyuchi Sagu Yore Ine
Chatungin Mena
Chang Yugen Mena Chang Tsongen Kuna Yoma Tsongen
Tsongen Mena and Chatung Kasa Chang Tungma
Chang Tungen de Mena
Chang Tsongen de
Yoma In a Tsongen de la Nyeba Yuna Dine Yugen de la Nyeba Dis Yongo Chigro was Chang Pena
Dipa Tis Sula Legre Tungen de
Tung Tsongen de la Dipa Dis Yongo Duas Dina Shi Nyogen de la indikwa nyore, ta nyone tunduka la dikwa yorwa ta, yorwa ya. O pe tina shin la, naranzo, ta sha nyone sa la de la, dikwa chimbo me na dikwa tis yore tingdu. Kare se na, konzo gi, sha zongu yorwa sa, raya. Zongan di kalin chungpa la se na, nyogen mangpo yoye enza, kwe nyogo chungwa, kwe zongo chungwa. Zongan di, zongduka la tundu ji sewa chigirwa sa, di enza, Musu segen de la dikwa yore de gyune zongen de la dikwa tisu, nyogen de la dikwa tidu. Sha masana ta yakshyo re, chweden la ya, pingi re, dine kanji tonne yakbo yore es. Ine ya, nyogen tsangma la tachidu dikwa yore, sha sagen tsangma dikwa yore we la na, di lap kakbo yore es tis.
I think so. Just like it's taught that the person who sells alcohol and the person who drinks alcohol, like both of them, they create a little bit of negative karma. Because if you think about it, if there's nobody there drinking, then there's going to be nobody there selling it, because nobody's going to buy it, right? So just like that, in the case of eating meat, you have your meat which you buy from the person, you know, there's a person selling it, and there's the people buying it to eat it, and the person that's selling it is only selling it because there are people buying it, and where they get the meat from is by killing. And so it seems like there is a little bit of like negativity somehow on both sides, but I don't think we can say that it's say clearly or categorically everybody who eats meat is creating negative karma. Which bit did you disagree with?
The meat eating karma.
No, which bit about it, though?
About not creating negative karma.
In other words, you can't say that everybody, that in other words, you think that everybody who eats meat does create negative karma.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that, yeah. Gyanagi kasa de shasangin ganga de kasa migewele de tikpa dinte saigidu slab tukimin dos disu tsungbara. Da di de kelim tukimin dos kainse na mo de Vietnam de kasa de giginchi yora de nimbachi re de nyamanyamne de choshi yore ko di lagido Nyamnen chedu, rangi chedu chigi mindus, shen semjin tangshigi chedu chego res, chig lagido. Tene mo nyamnen chene peji de dao sum songne, ane sha pangwa yinis, kaasana gyao rabu chig tong songa da, chig jena semjin tangshigi chedu ti, nyamnen chegi yos, ane sha sana, ane de semjin nyogido as, chazan da Shasana and Gyawari Samne and Shasadi Bawins.
Odi Nantu Sangi Karisumbare Lana, Gelon de Zola Ya Bet Konasha Sacho Mares and Kayo Mares Shalaya Namsum Dapi Shasaji Yores, Gelon Kashi Kusukyo Chape Kabla, Ya Sangigi Shadini Pechotangi Jungu Yunsan Dichi to Kayo Mares. Ta pena nanzu lumba dewa la chawa dinzo sha sa dogan shi sha se joris semjen ga shi rida jigan la jo jigan la jo ne yang ne ma sa sa dogu shi ru ru ba dindi gi sha dinde chawa pechu tang res dinzo sha sa na
khawala gen gi lumba
di sha sa na dikba kyu ni yo mar di pen do yo re ka sar ko shi sa re shi gyu gu su bu di mi ji la pen to na de ne digu yo ba so so gi chi tu Raya, so sogi sha saechi do soche batabutan. So sogi sha saechi do mishembagi, so sogi chitu, segugi sha de sana, gachi gata batiba yungu yores, dela namsum madabe sha segu yores. That's why. So sogi chitu, sha saegi chitu, soche be, sha sabaina, namsum madapares. mishemba chigi nga saayage chidu so de cheba ina, tundru ji seba ina, di shadin sana nyeba yores. Ta shikyo gi sha sabala nyeba yomar di pen yores.
So, the
Buddha didn't say categorically that the monks that they should not eat meat.
He gave permission to eat meat, which is clear through three sort of on three accounts, and so he said otherwise any other kind of meat you shouldn't eat. So in Ladakh, where I come from, sometimes people will eat the flesh of animals that have fallen from a height and have died. What we might call roadkill. In other words, it's died. It's already died, kind of thing. It's already died, and it seems to me that in that case, and he gave this. He gave this permission to eat meat if it's been. If it's past those three points, kind of like check, you can check those three, tick those three boxes off. Then that was for people for the monks who were in very poor health and who needed to eat meat in order to regain their health. And so, if you yourself kill an animal so that you can eat it. Or if you know somebody has killed the animal for you to eat, then it would definitely be like there would be some negativity, there would be negative karma from eating the meat in that case.
Ta tsongga ne nyugyu gi shade nganzu sana, gyashi kata ma nganzu la nyeba yores. Kazana nganzu gi chidu segyo ro asti.
There's definitely some negative karma from eating meat that's been bought in a shop because it was killed, the animals were killed for us, weren't they?
Thank you. So, we'll end with dedication and the long life prayers of Nitsima, and with Geshe-la's permission, we can agree to make offering and kata offering.
Shalom.